You've said that you think at this moment in time, we are called in the United States to develop a theology of insecurity. What does that mean?
Oh, well, that started a long time ago for me, because in the 80s, I was totally enamored of liberation theology. I thought it was fabulous. It was wonderful. It fit my thing. But then I realized, holy moly, I live in the first world, and the reason why third world Latin America needs liberation theology is because of our first world oppression. So what was our agenda? What was the theology we needed to develop? And what I came to this insight of, I think our sin is our obsession with security, our obsession that everything ought to work out perfectly for us, that we ought to have every conceivable drop of oil ever that we'd ever need any time, that we have to have electricity and guaranteed that I brought the right clothes, so I brought extra just in case I needed extra layers. I mean, all this obsession with having everything we need, security. And what that, oh, and then look at our response to September 11th, 2001. I mean, just went nuts with the topic. And that obsession.
And then security never, ever works the way we want it to.
No, I mean, because it's illusory.
It never, ever quite.
It's an illusion. And rather, we would be better off if we made peace with insecurity. We're all vulnerable. It's all illusion.